WRMW 211, Hope. Radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRMW 211, Hope. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW 211, Deborah, checking in for everybody tonight.
Awesome. Well, it's really nice to hear your lovely voice, Deborah. We really appreciate that. Did you have any suggestions this evening, or would you rather pass?
I'll pass, but thank you.
Well, thank you. I will check in for the rest of your family, Hope, Sarah, and Betty. And we appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WRMY 378 Robin, as well as WRKP 710 Wanda. They were unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656 Sylvia, I copy.
Copy that. You're a little bit broken up, but we can hear you. So we talked about utility failure hazards, and this evening we discussed natural gas and water mains. Do you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to share this evening, Sylvia?
Nice.
Well, thank you. It's really nice to hear your lovely voice, considering how it's raining out. That's a really good thing. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
656 Monitoring.
WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WQZA 709 Carol. Copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So I read about natural gas, turning off your natural gas and also your water mains, and also be aware of your sewer system. Did you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to make about that this evening, Carol?
Well, about the gas, the only thing I can think of is make sure you have your crescent wrench connected to your gas line so you can turn it off when necessary. That's with a string or something. Keep it string tight to the crescent wrench and tie it, let it hang down from your gas line.
Well, that makes total sense to me. That way, when things are happening and you kind of, it's hard not to panic and that sort of thing, that it's right there. That total makes sense to me. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, Carol?
No, that's about it.
Copy that. Well, is WQZA 709 Marcia available this evening?
This is Marcia, WQZA 709, coming in loud and clear.
You're also coming in loud and clear. Was there anything that you'd like to share about what we discussed this evening, Marcia?
No, not really. Not really. It's very interesting.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your sharing, both of your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you both back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRKV 487 Kimber, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is Kimber, WRKV 487. I copy loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So did you have any suggestions or comments about utility failure hazards of natural gas and water mains?
No questions. I think it's a really good idea to know where to shut these off at and to pay attention after an earthquake or anything else that could happen to knock them loose. make sure they're functioning and not leaking, and just be aware of how to, know where they're at and how to turn them off. And I love Carol's idea of having a wrench available attached to your gas line ready that already fits it, it's ready to go, so you don't have to be fumbling around when it's time to try and find a wrench to shut the thing off, because sometimes it gets very chaotic and, you know, moments of panic strike in. So be prepared for these things and have the tools you need at all times. And that's about it. I could speak about Amron that if you'd like.
There you go. That's a great idea. So, yes, please talk about the Amron net.
Well, alrighty then. The Amron net, I have it on the ND725 repeater and the ELK675 repeater, Sunday nights and Monday nights, respectfully. But what it is the Amron net is a group of people, and we get together and we do check-ins. We have a roll call. And we make sure everybody's okay. You give a stat rep and make sure you're okay. And if you don't need help, it's a good way to get people used to seeing on the radio who's there in your communities. We got a great group here. And also we do a Channel 3 off the repeaters check, and we do an intelligence brief that lets you know some news in the area. A break. So, we'll do that roll call, the brief, and our Channel 3 checks, and that's using Channel 3 FRS, GMRS, MERS Channel 3, CB Channel 3, and a ham simplex 146420, which allows you to have different modes of radio to use off the repeaters in case, you know, the grid is down, power goes down, whatever may happen. Radio may be the only form of communication you have, and so it's good to do that. Break. Once again, the times are Sunday nights at 7 p.m. on this repeater, the NB725 GMRS repeater, Sunday nights at 7. And in Jackson County, and also anybody who can hear the ELK675 repeater, we do it Monday nights at 8 p.m. And you can check into both nets if you want to. Several people already do. So hope to hear some people there. It's a great place to learn radio skills. Thank you, Karen, for everything you do. And hello, ladies. Back to Ned.
Well, thank you very much for that information, Kimber. We appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WROY384, Diana. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRPJ 605. Copy you loud and clear. How do you copy me?
Also copy you loud and clear. So we've been discussing utility failure or hazards, Judy, and we've been talking about how to turn off your natural gas and about your water mains. Is there any suggestions or comments you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
I just jumped on, and my brain is thinking. let's see. Yeah, we have a well, and we have a generator hooked up to it so that when it goes out, when the power goes out, the generator is already hooked up to it. All we have to do is just turn it on. Because that's kind of a regular thing in the winter. The power goes out. And then when the power goes out, we don't have any water pressure. Break. And we're lucky enough to have a fireplace, a wood stove, so that's how we keep our house warm. And we do have propane backup. We make sure we have lots of wood for the winter. And we make sure our gas cans are filled, and so are our refrigerators and freezers. About it for me. Thanks.
Well, those are definitely some very good ideas. Well, thanks for sharing that, Judy. Would you like to talk about the iBarkNet?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. iBarkNet meets every Monday at 7 p.m. on iBark's GMRS repeater 462-600 megahertz PL. 141.3 on our GMRS Channel 17, which is IVAR Channel 5 on $8 Mountain. And we do the GMRS, and then we move over and do the Channel 3 project. We do it on FRS and MERS, and just practice, find out who you can reach directly with your radio and who can hear you and who they are and where they're located in proximity to you, so that, you know, you can help be a neighborhood radio communication person when things happen, and you can be available to help out. It's really important, the Channel 3 project, and we're all practicing it. Thank you so much for doing the net. And all you ladies have a wonderful evening, and try and stay dry. Back to net, WRPJ 605.
Well, thank you very much for all that information, G. You really appreciate that. And you're totally correct that we need to be in communication with one another, and kudos to you for keeping that going in your area. I know and good luck keeping dry. Anyway, we appreciate you sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. Well, we've been talking about utility failure hazards, and we talked about turning your natural gas off and what to do about if you have a broken water main. Is there any suggestions or comments you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
Well, there is one. I don't have anything on the electric because I know how to turn all that stuff off in the well and turn the generator on. But people need to be aware if they do any cooking outside with their propane heaters, they need to turn those off when they are done, especially in the wintertime.
Copy that. Yeah, that makes total sense to me. It sounds like you're pretty well good to go. There are some good suggestions in here for those of that are listening that may not have thought about that thing. Is there anything else that you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
No, I think that just about sums it up. Thank you for doing the net.
Well, thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WRXR 423 Kristen. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check.